Hi there. Today, I am so thrilled to finally share with you a very exciting project I've been involved with. I've mentioned it vaguely a few times this year, but now I can announce Breaking Idol, a new documentary from CBC, available now in Canada on CBC Gem and YouTube. Breaking Idol centres around a courageous survivor at the centre of the first sexual assault trial of Jacob Hogard. She's someone many of you are now familiar with.
For the past 7 years, I've been referred to as JB, Emma, the Ottawa woman, a liar.
Today, are you ready to tell us who you really are?
For many years, JB's identity has been hidden and protected, but in Breaking Idol, she steps into the light for the first time on camera. The documentary follows her brave journey from the day she caught the train to Toronto to meet Hogard in that hotel room to the day she decided to report her harrowing sexual assault just so she could stand with another survivor to the grueling and cruel defense tactics she had to endure in the witness box and finally her decision to have her publication ban lifted. Breaking Idol follows JB as she catches a train from Ottawa to Toronto once again, but this time it's to reclaim her identity and share her story of survival and resilience with me, the first time we've met in person. Directed by the brilliant Tiffany Shong, a multi-Peabody and two-time Canadian Screen Award-winning filmmaker, Breaking Idol is raw, honest, incredibly thoughtful and eye-opening. Take a listen.
Jacob's rise to fame was not a surprise.
From Canadian Idol to the helm of Headley, Jacob Hogard catapults the band to national fame with over a million albums sold.
Jacob Hogard, he had the whole country at his feet.
I like the up-close and personal thing. I like that they're close enough they can touch us, spit on us, or near us.
Their sound and success are unmistakable.
On February 12th, 2018, a Twitter user, Taylor Bowman, started asking for creepy Headley stories.
This 24-year-old Ottawa woman came forward to CBC News with her story of rape.
I was not expecting the backlash online.
The band is urging fans not to believe everything they read online.
People were more and more protective over Jacob. That's when you start seeing the cult-like behavior.
A lot of people were tweeting about me. Once we find out who she is, we should kill her. If she's lying, she should be shot. I was so anxious and so nervous.
Let's talk about the cross-examination.
Going to court was like a second assault and worse because you're sitting in front of the person that did the worst thing possible to you and their defense lawyer is hired to make you feel like you are nothing. Now I just want people to acknowledge that I'm a real person with feelings. Maybe that might even change his supporters' minds about me. And it's reclaiming my story. It's my story to tell now. For the past 7 years, I've been referred to as JB, Emma, the Ottawa woman, a liar.
Today, are you ready to tell us who you really are? What is your actual name?
Yes.
Breaking Idol, directed by Tiffany Shung. You can watch Breaking Idol now at CBC Gem and at the CBC Docs YouTube channel. It's currently available only in Canada, sorry, but we've put some media clips up on the Canadian True Crime Facebook and Instagram. Breaking Idol, produced by Frantic Films for CBC's The Passionate Eye.